We're in the process of updating our snow list. If you have any changes or additions you'd like to make to it, it would be posted in the hallway so we can get that done. I assume this is still this Sunday, that's today, at 2 o'clock p.m., Ron and Kelly Dunn will be offloading their U-Haul into their new home at the address below. Just pray for them. No. Anyone interested in getting some SG3 by helping out in this regard is welcome. Contact Nick. This is in War Acres, 6132 54th Street. Okay. All right. Let's go. God has provided a rapid recovery system for getting out of fellowship, and thank God for that, that we don't have to do anything but confess our sins. Generic rebound works, so be sure you're in fellowship. We're in preliminary considerations. Only Jesus Christ could keep the law. And this he accomplished some 1,980 years ago, providing a once for all time sacrifice for sins. This is an important point to make, I would say to people, that because of the Catholic heresy, that it's an ongoing sacrifice. It is not, and 1 Timothy 2:6 makes this clear. But then, when did they take the Bible seriously? You know, so you can't argue with stupid, and people who persist in adhering to the traditions of men. 1 Timothy 2:6, who gave himself as a ransom for all, the testimony given at the proper time. And Hebrews 9:28 especially is good in this regard, because it emphasizes the fact that it was a one-time sacrifice, sufficient for all time, doesn't need to be repeated. It's definitely not ongoing. So Christ also, having been offered once to bear the sins of many. That's the first advent, once. That only took one time, and that was accomplished in his first advent. Who will appear a second time for deliverance without reference to sin to those who eagerly await him. That's us. We got that one. I presume that I can't speak for everybody here in the auditorium, but I can speak for most of you I know close enough that we are waiting eagerly. And this world makes it easier, doesn't it? I mean, if it had just the normal STA stuff of good old US of A that we had in the 70s and 80s and 90s and even beyond, just the usual, you know. But now, I don't have to say it. I don't even like to look at the news anymore. Well, the mainstream media, I don't look at it because I don't respect them at all. I quit respecting them. Oh, they can tell you that, you know, a train derailed somewhere. But they can't tell you what you really need to know. It's like the church that withholds information you need, distorts other information, and throws some truth out. Now, you wouldn't go to a restaurant like that. Now, would you? You might go once, and they can't get that right? No, they're not getting any more of my money. So with churches, it's like, oh, you know, they teach some truth. Some truth isn't going to cut it. We don't get to maturity because you've got some truth. It's the whole counsel of God. No, you can't get it all at once. So It's easy to be eagerly awaiting our Lord, for me, all the more, in these times in which we have this medical tyranny running amok. And if you don't get it, you're a bad guy. You're a terrorist. Or something. Yeah, this is what it's come down to. But I understand what's behind it. What's behind it is some very wicked people. Very, very wicked people. And it doesn't have anything to do with true science. It has to do with culling the herd. Killing people off. Genocide. Mass genocide in the name of medicine. You bet. This has been written in their writings. One woman, she wrote a thesis on this stuff, a recent thesis. She has it locked down. She didn't want you to see it. Because if you believe in evolution, it's an ideology and a fake science, but it's an ideology that spills over into politics. Karl Marx praised Darwin because now we are just animals that can be dealt with and eliminated, if necessary, call the herd, by the elite who is determined in their fake doctrine. There's too many people. Yes, too many people for you to control. That's your problem you're having in the nations. You want to have this elite group that controls everybody financially, medically, and every other way. That's what they want. Malthus, it goes clear back to at least him. The devil has put in people's minds that it's okay for them to eliminate other members of the human race for the greater good of the greater number. Murder. Not them. They're not going to volunteer to die. This is in the eugenics library of the Rockefeller Institution. That's all this writing and all this stuff. That's what all this was. Planned Parenthood. Sounds nice, doesn't it? Give it a happy name. Abortion on demand. Sterilization. By different means, in these backward countries, by putting this in their water supply. Whoa! The wrath of God's coming for this. See, now I've been criticized by certain, oh, there's not a grand conspiracy. There sure as heck is. It's called the mystery of lawlessness, and it was at work in Paul's day. And God has kept it back. They try. I have example after example. You know who they didn't like? It frustrated their plan at one point. The Tsar of Russia. He torpedoed their little confab there. And guess what happened to him? He stood up to it. Oh, he had his problems. But he stood up to this mess. Any ruler today that stands up to it, he's subject to assassination. Three presidents have died in recent, real quick. And they said, we're not bringing any vaccines in our country. And one attempted at Madagascar. An attempted assassination. That's pretty coincidental, isn't it? Not ones in countries that have bought into this. That's what we're up against. It's murderous. It's the devil in the details coming after the righteous, etc. And since the American population is so malleable and can be influenced so easily, that's what they got for sitting in front of that boob tube for decades. It's mass indoctrination in a passive way. They knew it. It's in their writings. And they knew when they got TV, because it's a lot more catchy than just radio. Radio, we started it. Now we got all this other stuff. And so someone just says they're watching an innocent series. But if you're not, I'm not saying you can't watch stuff. Don't misunderstand. But the thing is, you have to bring every thought into captivity for Christ. Look how are these people being portrayed. They're funny. They're attractive. They're smart. But they throw out this human viewpoint. God isn't truly in their conversation. And if they do show a minister, he's a cluck. He's an idiot. Look at Hollywood. This is a joke. It's always been bad and a lot of corruption. Look at it now. They're going to redo the Brady Bunch and have transgenders in it. Yeah. It's like we're going to just whatever we had going for us, we're going to turn it on its head. Oh, I'll be wanting to watch that movie. Or Cinderella. Trying to expose a little bit of evil. And on another note, too, that helps you as with all this, is the crazy weather around the world. If you look at it, China is just being buried in water, and California can't buy a glass of it out of the sky. And there's big hailstorms. Not just another big thunderstorm comes through and drops some hail on people. I'm talking about a foot high in France and other places. And it snowed in southern Africa. They've never seen snow. And I'm not talking up in the mountains. I'm talking down low in the southern part. And all these little kids are out there running around. Oh, this is great. And they got coats on and everything. And it's look what time of year it is. And this is in Africa. And floods, and it's just cranking. I don't see how you can miss it. We're pretty blessed right here for now in terms of weather. So everything we've studied in the Bible seems to be all coming to this critical point when God is ready to make the day of the Lord start up. I like to use the analogy to, here's Egypt in the day of Moses, when he came to Egypt after his exile. Fat and happy, arrogant, proud. We're the leading nation on earth. You know, we got all this. And two men walk into Pharaoh's office and make a simple request. They're not hostile. They're not screaming at him. They're showing due respect for a ruler. Yahweh says, let my people go. Straightforward request, isn't it? I don't know Yahweh. And no, I'm not going to let him go. Well, you just entered the University of Yahweh. You are in boot camp now. And you are going to find out what Yahweh is. But we're not going to do it all at once. We're going to do it in little stages. 11 to be exact. But 10 of them reduced Egypt to a mess. And the last one, every firstborn male born of a woman, whether animal or human, fell over dead. That was just domestic animals and humans. Now, wouldn't that be weird? Selectively kill the firstborn male of everyone that didn't put blood on their doorposts and their lintel. Now, if you went around and get some lamb's blood and put it on your house, you'd been fine. Even if you were an Egyptian. But it was what it was announced. This on the heels of the darkness plague. And Pharaoh would come in, get him in here, call it off, and I'll let him go. And then he lies, and then hardens his heart again, hardens it again. And finally, that one broke his back for the moment. And Israel walks out of Egypt with all their possessions, and they plundered the Egyptians, not forcibly. The Egyptians gave them their wealth if they just get the blank out. So you could go into a rich Egyptian woman and you could take all her jewelry. Every last bit of it. And it wouldn't be a sin. It would be the will of God. God is going to get back wages is going to be paid to you people. While the Egyptians' government was out there killing babies. Firstborn males. Males. Baby boys between the ages of zero and whatever up. Throwing them in the Nile. Well, is there a God who will repay according to what is done? Yes. And that's what I'm counting on around here. And I am not happy that people are out here and stupid and negative and walking into this buzzsaw. I'm not happy for them. Don't misunderstand me. Now, there's a couple people in this world. I'll be glad to see them get it. They are so incredibly corrupt, it's mind-boggling. I'll name one. George Soros. He's behind this Black Lives Matter and financing this insurrection in the country. He manipulates in elections. He gets liberal crazies in to be mayors and governors. He's just contributed a bunch of money to defund the police. Why would you want to do that? And in his own words, I hate America and I'm going to destroy it. And nobody does anything. Nightly News didn't give you his little speech, did it? No. Now that's one I have a hard time saying, oh, I hate to see him go down. I'm just being honest. There's another little extended list, but I'll leave it alone. These kind of people allowed to run amok because they're billionaires? Yeah, they made their money in this country. That's where you made your money. You didn't make it in Tanzania. Well, you're about to lose every bit of it. And if you want to read about yourself, turn to James chapter 5 and read those verses. That's you. There's a chance you could turn to Christ, believe, and renounce all this stuff, but it probably ain't going to happen. They fired a coach. I worked in the defensive area for the Vikings. Because he wouldn't take the damn vaccine. He got fired. That's just one example. They're coming after us. They keep trying this thing, see? But the church has been persecuted before historically. And the gates of hell will not prevail against us. The gates of hell refers to a specific place where souls go through a particular a channel, if you will. I found it in Job. I can't find the verse now. I'll have to read the whole thing to find it again. That there's a particular... A gate is something you go through. Like you get on our parking lot, you go through one of the three gates. There's a particular place where souls travel. They don't just go every which direction. They go down and they go through the gate. Into the entrance, into the underworld. That was true for Old Testament saints. They just went to a different compartment in the heart of the earth. All right. Let's move on. The message of salvation is the gospel, which means, as you all know, good news. You, the EU part, means good. Good message, good news. Like someone would say, hey, I have some real good news for you. And this is the best news that there is. This news never changes. It's always available for the individual. I've got good news for you. When you add up everything related to the salvation adjustment, there isn't any other news that holds a candle to it. Romans 1:16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Looking at this from the standpoint of his culture and his time in the Roman, big bad Roman city, the capital city of Rome. Imagine you're preaching this gospel. Unwashed multitudes, the Romans, who were a proud people because they were on top of the heap. They were, we're gonna go on indefinitely. We're Romans. We got blah 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 blah. You're a bunch of dummies too, because history is filled with empires that could have been, should have been, and they went down. Jesus Christ runs history, the rise and fall of nations and individuals. But anyway, imagine you're preaching a gospel to the Romans. If they want to hear about a Savior, they want some, you know, bigger than life person that's invincible. Well, he is bigger than life, and he is invincible. But he was vulnerable in bearing sins. And you're worshiping a man that the Romans crucified? See, that's the stupid people. Yeah, the Romans crucified him. In the providence of God, but God raised him from the dead. And he's seated at the right hand of God. He's the King of Kings. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Christ died for our sins. 1 Corinthians 15:3. 2. Those who believe in him possess forgiveness and eternal life. That's a great thing. To step from being doomed or on a condemnation list, facing the prospect of eternity in hell, to step out of that, and you have to do no more than believe and acknowledge that he's the Son of God. You don't have to be a great Christian. You don't have to sacrifice goods and time and everything. Now, if you do that after the fact, then you're up for the SG3 factor. But if all you want is salvation, fine. Like the guy came here one time. I just wanted to be sure I was saved. Thank you, sir. Bye. Well, I'm glad I did you a service. I'm not upset. But you're gonna eat those words too. Boy, was I stupid when you stand at the Bema seat. That's real short-sighted. See, you're not thinking in your best interests. In your best interest, if he is who the Bible says he is and is going to give us and take over and set up this kingdom and all the rest of it, I think you ought to serve him, not yourself. I really do. You will come to that realization if you don't down here now. That's what I've told people for years. You stick with this. You say, well, I'm real new to it. Fine. You can still, that's the grace, you can still qualify for the crown. No, you can't. You don't have years of build up SG3 like, say, I do have had. I don't know if I ever got any SG3 before I got on doctrine, but I probably did. I don't know. It doesn't matter. What matters is that when I got on doctrine, I learned how to produce SG3. Oh, I've missed a million opportunities by simply being stupid and being out of fellowship. But I've got a lot of opportunities under my belt, and that's what's going to matter. And if I can get the crown, then everything will be fine. I won't have to go through the shame factor. I won't sit in heaven, well, remember when I could have applied here and I could have applied there? Well, we got a scripture for that, ladies and gentlemen. We got a scripture for that. Forgetting those things which are behind, we press on. I don't care if you screwed up by the numbers with regard to X, Y, and Z in your past. You can't live and dwell on the past. It's like I said, you got a real nice car and it's in a big wreck and it's trashed, but you're okay. You walk off. What do you do? I'm never going to drive again. I'm never going to own another car. No, you go out and get you another one and take off. Forgetting those things which are behind. See, that's a real good dynamic. But there's some people don't want to forget what's going on. They will throw up in your face what you did in the past. They will. Believers that ought to know better, ought to know that, well, he's forgiven. What are you beating him over the head with that for? I couldn't listen to anybody that did that. What? Then you better throw out most of the Psalms, because the guy who wrote them committed a couple mainline top of the tier sins. swallow that one. And he was the man after God's own heart. See? And it wasn't because, oh, God just has his fair-haired boy that he likes to favor. No. Not at all. So, forgetting those swings are behind. You made mistakes in the past, maybe. This and that. A marriage busted up. Oh, any number of things. So what? I don't mean so what. It's over. I don't look at you any different. Not maybe that doesn't matter to you. But I don't look at you any different. I don't look point my finger at you. Well, you dummy, you did. I can't do that. And be in fellowship. I just can't. That's why we have to have our armor on. Throw all the hard rocks you want to throw. Dredge up the past. I told you the story, didn't I? Of an ex-deacon sitting in my office with a list of things I had done. Really? You had time to do that? Well, I got a list here of the things you've done. No, I don't. Because I wouldn't do that to you. I'm not going to stoop to that level. I knew of a couple things. But I'm not going to touch it. That's what Satan does. He accuses us before God. And people down here, they do the same thing. Somebody told me there was a website. One of these forum things. I'm a Maranatha Church survivor. Please. It's like you're in rehab, right? and you're detoxing. Please. Throw all the rocks you want to throw. Guess what? When they say all manner of evil against you, think of the things you could have said about a certain believer. Well, Peter, you denied Christ 3 times. Well, you caved into the legalists up there at Corinth, and Paul had to call your hand down. Is there any place to bring this up other than in the Scripture where it's edifying and you study it as a matter of information? So slander and maligning and gossiping and carrying on because you're such a weak sister. You had to rehab from Maranatha Church. Yeah, you had to purge yourself of the truth is what you had to do. You quit fighting the fight. And now it's easy out there, isn't it? You can just bounce around all over the place. Hey. No restraints. No, don't do this, don't do that, to a certain degree at least. Establish any relationships you want, basically. I knew someone that I trained and was in my seminary. Name will remain unnamed. Who said, with regard to his church, we'll fellowship with anybody as long as they have the gospel right and they're not immoral. Really? That's good enough? I'm saying it isn't. I'm saying I can marshal all the scripture to show you this. We fellowship with those who are like-minded, who know what positive volition is. They're into sound doctrine, even if they're immature believers. Those who believe in him possess forgiveness and eternal life. He was raised from the dead, ensuring the believer's victory over the grave, death, via resurrection. Thank you, Father, for the time together. May God, the Holy Spirit, enlighten us and encourage us in these times. Give us everything we need to get through this. In Christ's name, amen.